Hi guys, and welcome back to Travel Troubles. I'm Sean, this here is Holly.
Holly.
And we're joined by Lauren.
Holly's friend, Lauren, before you try and say our friend.
I was going to say friend of the podcast.
Yeah, that's my official title.
Friend of the podcast?
Well, not answer to anything.
No, your official title is Let's Laugh at Lauren.
Let's laugh. Only on this part, it's fine.
So, as you see, we have Lauren here, and the last time you saw us, we was in...
We were.
See what I've got a part with. We were in Vietnam.
Where in Vietnam were we, Sean?
I wasn't in Vietnam.
Where in Vietnam was we, Sean?
Oh, where was we? Ho Chi Minh City.
Were we?
Yeah, in Saigon.
Oh.
We filmed it there. And we was literally just leaving there, to be fair. And just before we...
No, hold on a minute, because you slate me for my Scottishisms. Are you going to put, like, translating for Essex? We was?
We was means we were.
We was somewhere sorry. We were.
I don't need to translate. I've got two translators with me, guys.
You're welcome.
Can you tell they watched Ali G growing up?
I was going to quote, but I realised I can't really quote and have it still friendly.
Yeah.
I just said his side is the best side.
Yeah, oh, that's probably one of the only quotes I've ever said. Anyway, so I was saying before I got rudely interrupted.
Before you was rudely interrupted?
Before I was.
We were just going to run down and tell you a bit about Vietnam. And how was Vietnam? Sorry, Lauren, we're not talking about talking
sorry,
to you.
August.
Yeah, you sit down there. So how was Vietnam?
It was Vietnamese. What was it, Sean?
Vietnamese. And it's... We can really compare it to Bangkok when it's...
I always was told that Bangkok was chaos.
Oh, I feel like I'm numb to the chaos now.
Like, is that it?
That's it.
Is that all you had?
Right, like... let's bring Lauren in here. Right, so we met Lauren in Bangkok.
We did.
First time we've ever met her.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
And...
Yeah. It wasn't chaos.
It wasn't chaos.
I came from Youth School Bride. Trust me, it wasn't chaos. No.
And how was your journey down to Bangkok? We're talking about our journeys. So how was yours? Where did you come from? You came from
Youth School Bride.
Yeah.
I came from UK. And that was fine, other than leaving my house without my passport. But that was okay. So got to Glasgow and went to get my lovely overnight bus down to London for my flight, and proceeded to have a very drunk guy cause a 40-minute delay because he didn't understand the fact he wasn't allowed on the bus, forced himself away onto the bus, refused to get off the bus, and then the police had to come, and then the police were like, mate, get off the bus.
This
and
is
it
UK.
Was like,
no, this is Glasgow, because people make Glasgow.
The people make Glasgow.
In case you weren't convinced of that, there's a big building that says people make Glasgow.
Literally a massive building. And then I had a lovely lady decide to sit right next to me on this coach, even though there was empty seats. And then she proceeded to sleep the entire time and got raging when I wanted off the bus to, you know, pee at the service stations. And then that was fun. And I spent a day in London. So I didn't sleep on that first journey. I spent a day in London, and that was nice. Took myself to see Mean Girls. It was fun. And then got my first flight to Abu Dhabi. Didn't sleep because I had some really nice guys next to me, but very chatty. So I don't know why my voice went really high. And yeah, lovely guys, but very chatty. Didn't shut up. So I didn't sleep on that. Spent 6 hours in Abu Dhabi. Obviously didn't sleep there. Got on my next flight for 7 hours and didn't sleep on there. Got to my hostel, got told, no, you're not going in the room you paid for. You stay here free tonight. And I got packed in my dorm and then I went to sleep and woke up in the morning.
So how many hours did you actually do without sleep?
40?
About 40.
Yeah. Oh, it's not too bad
I
then.
I think by the time I got to... By the time you guys woke up, by the time I woke up in my hostel,
yeah,
I'd slept for like 4 hours and 48 hours or something.
And then we dragged you out the whole day.
And then because I had a wee nap.
We kind of did a bit light one.
But it was fun. It was a long journey. I can't sleep on transport, but it's fine.
You may have noticed I've been making a face.
What's this about?
Hold on. You can still hear me, right?
Yeah,
Lauren McGregor is the biggest Ovis packer ever, and I understand that when you put things in your bag, you don't have to worry about limits. But for some reason, Lauren required a 500 milliliter tub of Nivea for 16 days.
Funny thing is, I've had that for like a year and it's still barely got a
test. Do not think about putting it into a smaller thing.
It was sitting over there just staying
at
me going.
Did you see that in the hostel in Bangkok?
You didn't pack anything small. So you also packed.
Apart from herself.
I was saying that I'd love to be Lauren because her shoes fit in her bag long way.
It stretches the bag.
No, it stretches the bag to make it easier to pack. Anyway, so we spent our time in Bangkok, and you'll see that on the video in about a month's time because it's like a two-parter, and I'm doing it when we get back. So you'll see that one in about a month's time. So bear with us on that. Let's move on quickly and pass Bangkok and talk about our flight. And before we jump into it, we're all on the same flight. All in the same, sort of area, two rows, but we all have a different experience on this flight. So, who wants to start? Holly, you can start.
I was on the window seat.
She was on the windowsill or seat.
Well, I felt like I may as well have been sat on the windowsill because the girl that was sat beside me somehow passed out. Within 5 minutes I was being on the plane. The woman hadn't even done her safety demonstration yet and she was already asleep near enough drooling on my shoulder.
Oh, lovely.
No, not lovely. Not lovely at all. And then she looked at me because I was sat facing the window because, you know, Snoozy McGee's over here. And when I turned to straighten my shoulder, she's like, give me a stink face. Who do you think you are? So you're not going to understand a word of this podcast. Sorry, Grandad.
So you go next.
Me next.
I'll go last. Mine's was the most traumatic.
You're moving on to travel troubles. Right.
Very swiftly.
So my one was very strange. So I went to get into my seat, but I couldn't because there was a guy putting what looked like a duffel bag with a small child in it.
It didn't look like a duffel bag. It was a duffel bag.
It took up the whole of the overhead compartment, and that's for six people seats. That's six people on our sides. Yeah. So the row 28 and 29, D, E, and F.
Yeah.
All of their seats were meant to go in this bag. No, this guy was taking it up. I was like, all right, fair enough. Come on, hurry up. I want to sit down. Come on, sit your ass down. I was like, oh no, this guy then proceeded to squeeze past me like I was in the way, everyone's boarding the plane in the same direction, and go down to row 15. Like, it was a normal thing to do. So he put his duffel bag, and his princess of a girlfriend or fiance or wife or whatever she was telling him to put all the other stuff they've got, like 20 other bags, all around the plane. Like they're playing a little game of let's find our baggage at the end. But no, and then I get sat next to two people, which seemed nice, but they were in the wrong seats, so they sat in front of me, and then I sat next to this other two couple, which seemed really nice. So,
You ended up with a petite little Thai woman sat beside you, Sean.
Yeah. It was all right. Uh-huh. It was quite comfy. Uh-huh. Well, I say comfy. My knees were like in the back of the chair.
Yeah, so were mine.
We had a tall person in front, and a tall person behind who kicked me. But apart from that, hour and a half journey, it was fine.
I had it kicked it too.
So, how was yours, Lauren?
Oh my God, so I got on the flight.
Yeah?
Sit in my seat in a blooming window seat. How traumatic. And then I proceeded to have nobody next to me. And then just a wee tiny lady on the aisle seat. It was really quite tight and just really, really stressful. I did not enjoy my flight. I had to just sit and read my Kindle the whole time. It was really, really, really difficult.
And did you have someone behind you that was annoying?
No more than usual. Just our usual presence of annoyance.
I was like, you know what, my knees are going to weigh in your kidneys and you're just going to have to deal with it.
I had enough space. I could rotate myself and it didn't actually hit my kidneys.
I was like, there's nothing you can do about it. And if you decline your seat, you die.
At one point, just to do it, just to see how much killed me. But I don't mind that yet.
No.
I went so I'm heading home or something. Then
Bagstrap would have went over the chair.
Let's talk about dying. Who wants to start with their troubles?
You always go first.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'll go first. Well, so this week and next week, I believe, there's three of us. So we've got travel troubles for each of us.
The travel trouble trio.
And we have a positive for each of us. So I'm going to start with my first negative. about Lauren.
Okay, go for it.
And my negative comes from the fact we were in Bangkok. It's a very, very hot place. And there's nothing worse about coming back covered in sweat, just feeling absolutely gross. And you walk through a door and it's sweaty. And the first thing you want to do is just jump off and go in the shower. We're having this one with us. I can't just do that. I have to go into a locker, find it like a towel. I can't shout Holly Fire as a towel in here. I have to find clothes for afterwards. I have to be a respectable human. So traveling with a third person is not...
That's not family as well.
Well, yeah. If it was family, that would be a bit weird as well. Just traveling with someone else other than us two is a bit... is what I'm going at, because I can't just...
So basically,
Sean's
travel,
upset because he can't go about in Scotland.
Your travel negative for me is the fact that I exist.
Well, we're glad we're on this one.
Thanks, Sean.
She's already had multiple existential crises since she's met you, but you know, just add to the fire.
Just steal my best friend from me. It's fine. Whatever.
So my Holly is, for some reason, I don't know where this is started, but I've got a limited amount of water I'm allowed to drink a day now.
You only need 2 litres.
Yeah. Right, so I've got a water bottle. Holly's got a water bottle. Mm-hmm. We carry mine, but if I drink too much of my own water...
No, it's not your own water, because we pay for it. We both pay for it, so half of that water is mine, sunshine.
And then, so on the plane, for example, I get told, you're not sitting with me, so don't drink all the water. So I've now got a bottle of water half full that I'm carrying around, which is Holly's water. So that's my trouble with you. For some reason, I'm getting limited on my water supply.
Yeah. We're on a budget every single day. And if you actually look at the budget breakdown, I've actually started to write, Sean required water.
It's not like, just water, it's Sean required water.
But he doesn't... Like, you were going to buy a bottle of water that was like 330 mils yesterday.
Pointless.
That's like 4 sips for Sean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also economically.
But also,
smart.
Oh, no, when we're in, I mean, I may as well just make this my negative about you. When we're in the UK, trying to get Sean to drink water is like trying to make a child brush its teeth. You literally got to hold it down, hold its nose, pour it down its throat. You didn't.
So my travel troubles is actually the fact that I'm at home, or is this just...
No, your travel troubles is that you have all of a sudden decided you like water when it's not free.
The real question is, are you going to drink as much water when you're home, or are you going to go back to never drinking water?
We have the same... The bottles that we have at home are, what, 10, 100 mils more than the ones we have here. He will have that one bottle for the entire day.
And still not finish off.
About 3 days, probably.
Yeah. Oh, also, and it's like 3/4 blackcurrant cordial.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I'm going to move on to my positive about Lauren.
Oh, yay!
So my positive about Lauren is the fact that she's jumped straight into the craziness of our style of travelling. I'm not saying that you probably travelled like this already.
It's hard to say. Yeah. Travelling is crazy.
You merged very well with us.
Yeah.
And the best way I explain this is booking these flights down to here.
Yeah.
We always like, right, we have a mission to book flights, and we all just jumped on it and worked it out between us. And then we did the same with the rooms, apart from the fact that I couldn't work out how to spell, which was... Holly, you explain the whole situation.
So the place we're staying in is called Tyya, T-I-Y-A. Yeah. Lauren was explaining to Sean how it was spelt, and he's like... Why can I not find this? I don't understand. I'm like...
Well, we recreate...
So it's T-I-Y-A. Right? Sean's going, why have I missed the I out? And I'm like, I know exactly why you've missed the I out. Because you've said to... Lauren's went T. I know you've said, sorry, and you went, yeah, T. She's went I. And he thinks she means I in agreement to it being the letter T, not that the next letter is I. We got there, we just went T-I-I-I-Y-I-A-I, and he understood.
Suddenly George and Y-I.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I just roll with it.
And my positive about Holly this week, which I can't think of any other
one. Is that I haven't killed him.
Yeah, well, my positive about Holly this week is the one that she normally gives me all the time. She kept me alive. No, my positive about Holly this week is the fact she hasn't killed me this week. I have been actually quite annoying when it comes to the whole changing of money.
Currency.
I've now have to lift Vietnam currency into Thai currency, and I can't get my head around this currency for some reason.
He doesn't want to leave the dong alone.
You don't want to leave the dong alone. Stop on the dong.
Got dong on the brain.
Ding dong, right? Someone else give some travel troubles now.
So I'm going to cheat slightly.
Oh. Oh, this is...
And I'm combining your negatives.
Oh, wow. Do you really want us to team us up against you?
No, it makes sense. Like, it's if you two have a disagreement of any sorts, I just kind of need to sit there and I'm just like... And don't get me wrong, let's be honest, I team up with Holly because it's like what it's what we do, so like you're never going
also,
to win.
Also, you're
on
scared
this.
Of Holly, so.
But when you always, no, she's my bestie, she could be in the wrong, I'm still going to say she's right, like, just the way it goes. But I just sit there, like, when you are actually having a disagreement and not just a little funny one, like last night, and I was just like, I was like, I'm going to get some watermelon, guys, see?
And I'm like, you can't get any worse, you've already let you.
It's fine if it's in fruit form. See, if you could eat some watermelons or cucumbers, you'd be fine.
I don't eat fruit. So, Holly, you want to give us positives now, or...?
Just letting me come along.
Just letting me... I'm just having
for
to
be here. Letting me and Holly abuse you constantly and not abusing us too heavily.
We don't abuse them that much.
No, we
just
don't.
Just for the English side of the family that thinks that I'm... nasty
yeah.
to Sean.
It's not
he deserves
abuse.
It most of the time.
It's not abuse if it's modeled to and yeah, you're just being as much of a control freak as I am in terms of like we're just sitting working out the budgets together and all that. It's the game, the goal. And then we can't remember who's paid for what.
Yeah, I'm that much of a control freak that I told Lauren that I wanted a list of everything that she sent. So you could say that was Lauren's negative.
The fact that I never sent the list.
She never sent the list and she's severely overpacked. I mean, who packs a steamer? Yes, I have used.
You've used it! How did no one get to diss the steamer that you've used?
Like,
the absolute
pack awesome. Yourself as the steamer that you are, but not the literal machine.
Question for you though, has it all fit in my bag?
Yeah, of course
it is. Is it closed?
Yeah, but can you buy it now?
Yeah, because I can buy a bigger bag.
All right, Jessica on.
We already had this conversation that I wasn't smart.
Jess, if you're watching this, yes, I'm involving you now.
Yeah.
Your negative is also that you don't know how to pack to save yourself.
But...
Oh, wow, we're just including other people in this negative.
Like I was saying, I only brought my little Cabin Zero bag as my carry-on. I should have brought my backpack and then I would have been absolutely fine. Whereas now I'm just going to have to bag another backpack for a week.
She's got the same amount of size of bags as I do and she's here for 3 weeks and I've been travelling for 3 months.
And she's half the size, but
oh,
that's not the point.
She's gone again. So,
Lauren's positive is I've got someone on my side that makes me realise that I'm actually not being
crazy,
unfair
no.
at times and that I actually... put up with a lot. No. Sean's one thing, and it was my little sister pointed out as well whilst we're travelling, is he will point something out that has already been pointed out.
Oh, that was going to be my negative.
Wow. Save some for next week, shall
well,
we?
Be like, well, look, there's a Burger King, McDonald's, and a
KFC.
In the same place.
Yeah.
So we walked past it and we doubled back, and Sean's like, oh, look, there's a McDonald's, Burger King, and a KFC here.
Yeah. But look, and then it happened like all the time. All the
time.
Yeah. Just we say stuff, and then one of us will say something. You'll then repeat it 5 minutes later, and the other person will literally go, yeah, she just said that.
I think what the problem is Sean's brain has to hear.
Process?
No, hear, process, translate.
And see.
And then respond.
Reaction timer.
Wow, but it's true.
It takes them the length of time it does from Glasgow to Essex to figure out what we're saying and then repeats it back.
Yeah, you've done the return trips by the time you figured it out.
Just let me bear with me for a second, I'll work out what they're talking about in a second.
He's like, Sean in 5 minutes will be like, hey, that was mean.
So I'm going to cut you off before you just keep bullying me. This is bullying. So what are we up to next week and what have they got to look forward to?
We're in Krabi.
We're in Krabi and Holly's a little bit crabby.
You've not fed us.
Oh, yeah, you've made us film this after not eating since breakfast.
After having annoying people on our flights.
I wanted the drama straight away. We started coming off before the film.
At each other.
At each other and going, well, this is this. I was like, right, let me get the camera out. This is too good to miss. So, yeah, we're going to go get some food. Yeah. We're going to show you Krabby, which you'll see in a
couple weeks?
Oh, about a week's time. Because it's 6 days. Yeah. So we're here for about a week. So you'll get Krabby and lots of places, beaches and stuff like that. Then you'll get
PP Islands in Koh Lanta.
Yeah.
And then you'll get us to Shirpi Gone.
Finish in Bangkok.
Bangkok. And Chiang Mai, Bangkok. And
I'll be back to reality at that point.
Oh, we won't be far off you on that one, don't worry.
We've only got, 10 days after me? Yeah. Something like that.
Just enough to, recover after having you here.
Yeah.
12 days.
So
I talk a lot.
as you can see, guys. thanks for watching, guys. And if you enjoyed this, then you know where we are next week. We're here.
At
6 p.m. every Thursday.
We're not here.
No, we're not. We are.
But we're here in the ethereal sense.
Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you again
next
Thursday.
Wow.
And I'll see you again soon.
Soon.